We're going to be doing a little bit of hopscotching around as we do with guests during our program. In case you've just kind of bumped into the Internet Advisor for the first time, we've been around for 18 years, although do we kind of play peekaboo with the audiences during the sports season, the football season in particular. And this afternoon, we're going to be on
WJR.
On WJR, right. That is. Yeah, thank you for reminding me of that, because on our networks, we're there at regular times for our affiliates, and on the podcast as well, we're there for all 2 hours. And today we're going to be continuing on with a conversation, this time looking at something that is, you know, they talk about the Internet of Things, or IoT, and that is generally speaking the fact that just about everything, Ed, nowadays is connected. It could be your refrigerator,
It could be your light bulbs that you screwed in that you bought at Home Depot.
Yeah. That's right. Or it could be Cal. It could be everything in your home.
Yeah, well, not everything, but I'm slowly moving it toward that particular direction. I started off with one particular protocol, and that's the Nest protocol, because I saw the Nest thermostat, and I go like, this is really cool. Let me stop you for a second.
Protocol. What is a protocol? You start with the Nest protocol.
Language. Let me call it a language, okay?
Okay.
It's like, let's say Nest is Spanish. Apple makes a protocol called HomeKit. So that's Portuguese, you know. So each one's a different type of thing. And there's a couple of other ones out there. So I started with Nest, but I got a feeling there's going to be some convergence going on eventually where they're going to just all diverge and it'll just be one standard protocol.
Well, Microsoft's working towards that, isn't it? With the Internet of Things, with Windows 10, there's a version of Windows 10 that's supposed to be able to function within that Internet of Things.
Yes, sir. You know, supposedly, but I haven't really experimented with that. I mean, I know that when I bring up my Windows 10 system, it finds my Xbox, it finds my LG TV, it finds this, but it doesn't see any light bulbs yet. So
no light bulbs go on quite yet.
I do have one light bulb. I made one light bulb.
and it works? You can turn it up and down with an app?
I can, and you can download a little app for your phone. I forgot. I only did it a couple days ago, so my boss told me about it, and I'm like, I have to try this.
But Cal, to your analogy, this would be like one other language. This would be French, if you will.
Yeah.
And Microsoft speaks in that language. Apple speaks its...
Yeah. And well, you got the Amazon Echo as well, which we were talking about.
Right.
So I could say to the Amazon Echo, you know, dim the lights. You know.
I got you. Okay. You know. And because it speaks to these other devices, it could do that kind of thing. So Cal, yours is hooked up to what then?
Okay. So I have two devices. I have three devices that I use a lot. Nest makes a thermostat, and it's a learning thermostat. It will learn how you live in your house and that sort of thing. For example, if I'm out of my, if everyone in my house goes to work or my wife goes shopping, that sort of thing, and they're gone for more than an hour, the thermostat will look around and go like, there's nobody around.
No humans here.
So if it's the heating season, turn it down to 57. No need in heat in the house. There's nobody here.
Now, how does it tell there are humans or aren't humans in the house?
Proximity sensors. So no one's walked by that thermostat for over an hour.
Okay.
Must not be anybody in the house. Okay.
Or just a really short person, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like the dog or something.
Dogs or cats don't...
They got a fur coat. They don't have to worry about
that. That's right.
So it does that sort of thing. The other thing is that it talks to the Nest smoke and CO2 detector. So the two of them talk together, and what will happen, for example, the CO2 detector will go like, wow, there's a heavy concentration of CO2 in this house. It looks at the thermostat and says, hey, thermostat, are you running the furnace? Because maybe it's leaking CO2, you know, carbon dioxide in the house. All right, shut off, and it'll turn the furnace off.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Things like that. Yeah. Or if there's a fire, if it goes off and there's a fire, well, it knows that if the furnace blower is going, that's going to feed the fire. Shut the furnace off.
So I've got the DTE Insight app.
Yes.
And that's wonderful because I can say, all right, let's turn this motor off. And I can see how much, you know, kilowatt reduction there is.
Yeah. Oh, in terms of electrical use, yes.
In electrical use. Now, will eventually all of these talk to like that Insight app from DTE?
I don't know, because what's going on with the DTE app is more a measurement of electricity and what's going on.
That's right.
As opposed to controlling the actual device, at least to my knowledge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't actually control the devices,
no, you can't.
But you can measure what their usage is and then therefore tailor your lifestyle.
I turn on and off this or that and I can see what it does to the usage.
It wouldn't be too far-fetched then, would it, to say that, you know, they could add something to that app or, you know, combine something with it that would be able to interact
you
with
would,
whatever.
You would think yeah, but that I, would be the next generation of, mm-hmm. of what Cal's doing.
And that's what these protocols are about. Because right now, what we don't want to see happen is everyone coming up with their own list of languages to come out.
That's
and,
the problem,
and,
yep.
and there's no way that they can communicate.
That happened with cars.
Yes. But the good news is that the software, that these things are programmable. They're not hardwired like they used to be in the old days.
Uh-huh.
So through a simple firmware update that, who knows, maybe the Nest and the home systems will share intercompatibility capabilities.
Some of that did happen with car software just recently. I thought with Ford made some changes, or was it GM, some of the companies, in order to get past that problem of having so many languages out there,
right.
to simplify it.
So well, I'd like to know when it's going to see that my phone is driving down the highway toward my house, and it's about the time I would normally get home from work, and it starts to turn up my thermostat on its own.
Oh, can it do that?
Yeah.
You can program it to do it that way. As a matter of fact, it will learn your patterns like that, so that if you have a real regular pattern, it'll just go like, it's about 4 o'clock. Gary gets home about 6. You probably want the temperature about 72. It would take me about 45 minutes to get the house up to that temperature. I'll wait. Okay, 45 minutes before Gary gets here, I'll fire up the furnace. By the time he walks in the door, it's at that time.
This is what an AI conversation sounds like, folks, when they start talking to themselves.
You know, and I have my thermostat, I have my smoke detector, I have my garage door set where I can all control those remotely through the internet as well. For example, guy's going to come by from UPS, he's going to drop off a package. I don't want it sitting out on the front porch. He pulls up, I say, hey, how you doing? Open, you know, he calls me on the phone. I open up the door. He throws it on the inside. I hit the button, close the door back. He goes.
Yep. Now, another thing you could do, we have a gentleman that we used to work with that incorporated his cameras
his
in it as well.
Oh,
surveillance
yeah.
camera
yes.
systems
There's
as well.
Isn't there a front door system, too, that works
right.
with this thing?
Yeah, it's called Ring.
Ring, that's right. I've heard Leo Laporte talk about it, where from anywhere in the world, he's in Sweden now, I think, he could just get on and connect to the internet and be looking at the UPS driver at the front door and talking to him as well, saying, no, don't put it there, put it over there.
Yeah, the motion detector goes off and it pops up on his app.
Yes.
And he says, there's somebody at your front door. You look and you go, oh. That's the UPS driver.
Yep. And right? a lot of small businesses are investing in this because it's relatively inexpensive. Small business owners that own party stores or, you know, shops, they'll throw these things up there and they can surveil, you know, what's our customer flow looking like? They'll integrate it into their cash registers, if you will.
Wow.
My nephew, when we went up north to my father's a couple of weeks ago, he was looking at his store employees and he's like, and you can hear him just hollering, get that guy. He's at the expensive shelf. You better pay attention to him. He's at the expensive
no
shelf.
No kidding.
He runs.
He was talking to employees?
No.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but he has that ability.
I got you.
So,
I got you.
So he did eventually, when his like 10 minutes went by and this guy's hovering around this one shelf, he opens up the app to the speaker that's behind the register and says, and talk to his employee.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, and he's 700 miles away.
Can you imagine somebody sneaking around your house, the lights go on, and you go, hey, you in the red.
If you were to take anything, take that ratty old thing over there.
Yeah. And this is my brother Mike's son, Mike, who now lives in Chicago. I taught him DOS when he was 5 years old.
Oh, my
and
word.
And now he's the one that's worked for Oracle. He's worked for Travelocity. He's worked for all these different companies. And now he actually works for a company that writes... gambling, you know, the casino, the electronic games. So he's not allowed in most casinos now because he knows how to do, you know, how the odds work.
Isn't
that
incredible how this is all working together? So, Cal, what is your goal with all of this?
To try and automate darn near everything so that, you know, from a distance I can do anything that I want to do. I mean, for example,
I want to save money.
I want to be able to turn on lights, turn them off. Saving money is really big. Yeah, I 100% I'm within on that. And with the Nest thing, it shows you when you're saving money and how you can save more by tailoring things left and right and that sort of thing. So it's just a matter of taking advantage of the technology and using it for what it's worth.
And as you said, tying it into what, Gary, you were talking about with DTE.
Right.
In the Detroit area with the power.
I'm on my way home, and I have a list of things that I need to pick up from the grocery store because of what's in my refrigerator right?
You have have you got that going?
No,
I know. Well, that other thing.
But it would be great. Well, no, it wouldn't be great for me, actually. Then I'd have to stop at the store.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
No, you have any... But you don't have to stop at the store because Meijer just started a new program where you can actually shop everything online. And you have to stop to pick up the groceries.
I'll just pick it up.
But they just come right up to the front door, hand it to you, and you go on your way.
Didn't I see something about one of the companies delivering by drone? An emergency delivery by drone.
Something about 20 pounds of steak and a drone doesn't seem good.
Yeah. Well, Domino's actually is delivering pizza.
The pit bull next door jumps for it.
Domino's is delivering pizza by drone from one store in New Zealand right now because they have the laws that will allow them to do that. Here in the United States, we've kind of made it very difficult because of our laws to actually do something like that in the United States.
Now, drop a hot pizza on a wallaby, you don't really care.
Yeah, well, okay.
Now, the one practical application I've heard with the drones is out in Africa and in the Congo where they need to get vaccines 50 miles away to a village. Mm-hmm. And the hardest part is the roads getting there.
Yep.
So they can very quickly drop a load of vaccines off into that.
Yeah, you don't have to make it frivolous to be serious. I'm seeing a headline here. UPS uses drone to deliver package to Boston area island. Islands is another case where you could make it very... Cal, we got to keep up with this. By the way, starting this fall, Cal and I are going to be working on cord cutting. Seriously working on cord cutting. We'll keep you involved in that.
Cutting the cord of the cable.
Is that what you're talking about? Yes.